From Dorothy, it's April 5th, 2026, 8 a.m. Eastern. Here are the latest headlines. U.S. Special Forces rescue the second airman from a downed F-15 jet in Iran as war stakes rise. American Special Operations Forces have successfully rescued the second crew member from an F-15E Strike Eagle shot down over Iranian airspace. President Donald Trump announced the successful extraction early Sunday morning, completing a high-risk mission that began on Friday. This event marks the first time since the conflict started 5 weeks ago that an American combat aircraft has been lost to enemy fire in Iranian territory. The rescue operation faced significant danger as U.S. assets operated deep behind enemy lines. Iranian state television released images of the wreckage and offered a $60,000 bounty for the capture of the aircrew. The situation escalated further when an A-10 Thunderbolt aircraft was also struck by fire near the Strait of Hormuz. Two Black Hawk helicopters supporting the rescue mission were hit, but managed to return safely. All personnel involved are now confirmed safe and out of Iranian airspace.
President Trump fires Attorney General Pam Bondi and appoints Todd Blanche as acting Attorney General. President Donald Trump announced on Thursday that he has fired Attorney General Pam Bondi, ending her 14-month tenure as the nation's top law enforcement officer. The dismissal marks the second major cabinet shakeup in less than a month following the ouster of Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem. While Trump praised Bondi as a loyal friend on social media, multiple sources indicate the decision was driven by frustration over her handling of Jeffrey Epstein investigation files. Conservative influencers demanded full disclosure while the administration faced accusations of a cover-up. Bondi was widely expected to aggressively pursue the administration's agenda, but failed to deliver criminal prosecutions against the president's political enemies. Todd Blanche has now assumed the acting role immediately following Bondi's departure.
The White House confirms the firing of Attorney General Pam Bondi amid Epstein file controversy. President Donald Trump announced on Thursday that he has fired Attorney General Pam Bondi, ending her 14-month tenure at the Department of Justice. Trump named Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche to serve as Acting Attorney General in a statement on Truth Social. In the Post, Trump praised Bondi as a great American patriot who had overseen a crackdown on crime. However, multiple outlets reported that the dismissal followed mounting frustration with her handling of politically sensitive matters. Bondi was reportedly told by Trump that her time in the administration had ended during a car ride to the Supreme Court on Wednesday. Despite her loyalty, she failed to deliver the criminal convictions of Trump's perceived adversaries that the president had urged. The handling of Epstein files has been a central point of contention throughout her tenure. Bondi faced significant backlash for court losses and perceived mishandling of documents related to the convicted sex offender. While Bondi was scheduled to testify before the House Oversight Committee on April 14th, her firing has cast uncertainty over that proceeding. Representative May stated that Bondi remains legally compelled to testify.
U.S. Special Forces rescue the second airman from a downed F-15 jet in Iran as war stakes rise. Special Operations Forces have successfully rescued the second crew member from an F-15E Strike Eagle fighter jet shot down over Iranian airspace. President Donald Trump announced the successful extraction early Sunday morning, completing a high-risk mission that began on Friday. The rescue of the second airman follows the successful extraction of the first crew member on Friday. According to multiple U.S. officials and reports from major news organizations, both service members were pulled from deep inside Iranian territory by special forces. President Trump confirmed the success on social media, stating that all personnel involved were safe and out of Iranian airspace. The downing of the F-15E Strike Eagle occurred during U.S. strikes on Iranian infrastructure less than 2 days after the president declared the Iranian military had been completely decimated. The incident has intensified scrutiny on the administration's strategy and raised the stakes in a war that has now entered its sixth week. The situation escalated further when a second U.S. aircraft, an A-10 Thunderbolt known as the Warhawk, was reportedly struck by Iranian fire during operations near the Strait of Hormuz.
U.S. Special Forces rescue the second airman from a downed F-15 jet in Iran as war stakes rise. U.S. Special Operations Forces successfully rescued the second crew member from an F-15E Strike Eagle shot down over Iranian airspace early Sunday. President Donald Trump announced a successful extraction on social media, confirming that all personnel involved are safe and out of Iranian airspace. This event marks the first time in over 20 years that an American warplane has been shot down by enemy fire. The rescue of the second airman followed the successful recovery of the first crew member on Friday. Both airmen were extracted from deep inside Iranian territory after what reports describe as a heavy firefight. The downing of the F-15E Strike Eagle occurred 5 weeks into a conflict between U.S. and Israeli forces against Iran. The incident represents a significant escalation in the war, with the Pentagon confirming that two U.S. aircraft were hit by Iranian fire on Friday in separate incidents. In addition to the F-15E, a single pilot A-10 Thunderbolt was also struck by Iranian fire. While the pilot of the A-10 was safely recovered, the incident underscored the growing danger for U.S. forces operating in the region.
That's your Dorothy News Update. For full coverage and source links, visit dorothy.cmm.sh.